Welcome to the Construction Brothers Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Campbell, and with me, like he is every single day, my brother, Eddie Campbell.
What's up, Tyler?
Not much, Eddie. Who do we got today?
Mr. Sam Perosa.
I graduated from Georgia Southern University with a degree in accounting. Before entering the construction industry, I was actually a corporate banker underwriting the Tier 1 relationships for Nations Bank. It's now Bank America. When I first came to Ogeechee Steel, I was entering payroll and learning how to estimate, manage work. I knew nothing about construction, let alone steel. I didn't even know what a subcontractor was. In 2002, I became vice president of Ogeechee Steel. And up until about 6 months ago, I was pretty much working as the CEO, CFO, COO of Ogeechee Steel.
Well, one of the big reasons we've got you on the show today is because we believe in creating a feedback loop for the industry. We wanted to have a steel fabricator speak and let the industry know what you see and how you see it from your perspective. I'd like to know if you could get a structural engineer, any structural engineer in a room with you, what would you give them for advice?
Well, first, do not let a set of drawings be issued for construction until you have been through the architecturals and identified each and every piece of steel shown there. If you're an EOR, find your favorite fabricator, put your arm around him and say, hey, I want you to look through these drawings and make sure I've captured everything on the architecturals. Get that, you know, third set of eyes, second set of eyes. It definitely can't hurt.
All right. Well, how about a general contractor?
How much time do we have? No. You know, it's fun for subs to pick on GCs, GCs to pick on subs. But there are a few things. The first is pick your team wisely. I mean, that one comes to mind immediately. And when I say pick your team, pick your subs. You know, the best GCs that always get their sites ready on time are the ones that not only pre-qualify their subcontractors, but they're very selective regarding who they will solicit or even take a bid from. The second thing for GCs, I would say, is practice what you preach and don't assume bitter failure from the beginning of a project. You know, and just a word to any GCs out there that are going to listen to this podcast, you know, subs do not bid everyone the same on bid day. We don't. And there are GCs that we will not bid at all. We would rather devote our resources working for somebody else. And that's really saying something.
You are preaching by value. I love this quote that you've got tagline at the end of your emails. The bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of a low price is forgotten.
Ben Franklin. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, man, preach it, brother. I like it.
Well, I tell you guys, this phone call never happens on construction management or design assist, but on a competitive bid job, you have a GC that took a number and then they get into the job and this guy, whoever this fabricator and erector are, either the fabricator performs and then the erector doesn't show up, or the fabricator starts on submittals, can't finish them. They find an error in their estimate and they bail on the job. But I don't like getting that phone call because at that point, it's lost revenue.
All right, well, let's switch gears. What about architects?
Number one there would be to hold your design team accountable. And when I say that, I am a huge proponent of bi-directional accountability. So I'm not saying that the EOR and the mechanical engineer and the electrical engineer need to start writing checks to us. That's not what I'm saying at all. You know, either way, the project's going to be completed, like I said, but, you know, which would you rather have? Everyone being able to work with minimal RFIs, or, you know, numerous RFIs, constant issues from the field, the project is woefully behind schedule because the GC and the subcoordination cannot happen because the information really isn't in the documents or it's conflicting. And we all know construction margins are tight. They always have been. You know, one good size misstep and you're done. You know, you've broken even, you've lost money.
What would you tell your brothers and sisters in the fabrication industry?
We have to not just protect ourselves, but we have to protect our subs below us. You know, the general contractor by nature, he's going to protect the owner. But as far as the fabricators, I would say, you know, be responsible for what you do. Don't point fingers at other people and hold others accountable, you know, up the chain. Train your people up. You know, don't promote them just because you're busy and you need somebody else to do something. You know, make sure that they're qualified.
This is where we're going to boil off all the fat and we're going to give you 60 seconds. We're going to let you get up on that soapbox and tell us if you had a megaphone that could speak to the whole construction industry at large, that everybody could hear you and you said the most important thing, what would you say?
We need to raise our expectations from the architect's first plot to the final finishes being put in place. I mean, the whole process. We need to practice bi-directional accountability. We need to start really training people, you know, instead of just promoting them because we have a bunch of work. Like I said earlier, train them and you know, teach people how to do what we do. I think we need to hit pause and look back and see where we went so far off track as far as respecting each other and respecting the process.
Hey guys, Tyler and Eddie here. Before you go, we have a plea for you. If you would please go and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or a review, that would be super helpful.
It would be your Christmas present to us.
Leave us some stars.
Many stars.
Maybe five. All of the stars. Every single star that you can.
Or if you don't think we're all that great, leave us more stars than you think you should have left us. But, you know, leave us some stars.
Just generosity is the name of the game this season.
This would be different than the Bethlehem star. We don't want one star.
No.
We would like five.
Five whole stars would be wonderful.
Four would be good. Three would be
meager.
Acceptable. And if you think you might want to do two,
just walk away.
Walk away.
Just
maybe
leave it alone.
Maybe don't do the review.
Yeah, seriously.
But we want honesty.
We do want honesty.
Promise.
Yeah, honesty.
Just the good kind.
The good kind of honesty.
It kind of makes us feel better about ourselves.
So if you don't mind, take a second and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help the show, and we would appreciate it greatly. Hope you guys have a great day.